Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right, your life is all about your outlook, right? We hear that all the time. It's new year, new you, new attitude, hashtag blessed, hashtag gratitude, right? We talk about it all the time here on the Jeff and Jen Show. But I had dinner last night with a woman who's completely changed my life.
Okay.
Because of everything that has happened to her in the last 6 months, and her outlook is still positive, optimistic, and about joy. And it's so genuine. It's right. It's not like that she's trying to purport that. It's not like she's just faking it. It really, truly, at her heart of hearts, is what she feels. And let me tell you guys what this woman has been through. Okay, she's a new friend of mine. Last year, she lost her husband to cancer. Okay. The morning of her husband's funeral, she lost her dog. Family dog died. She's like, really? Really, Lord? Like, right. This is what, well, what today?
Why today?
Like, why, what is going on today? And then, so at this point, now she is a single mom. She's a widow at the age of 35.
Wow.
She's looking at her life going, wait, now what do I do? Like, how do I put all this back together? And as she's been trying to put the building blocks back together and figure out what her new life looks like, last week, her company announced that they are closing. Like, completely shutting down the company and closing their doors. And you know what she said to me last night at dinner? She said, I'm excited. I think this is a really new opportunity.
Wow. Those people are remarkable.
And I mean, it gave me goosebumps. I'm like, how can you feel this way? She's like, you know, I think I'm just going to take some time to really like think, you know, do some yoga, do some meditation, be a mom, like figure out what my next direction is. I'm not going to like rush and super hurry and try to find another job. I've got enough savings that I think we're going to be okay for a couple of months to just readjust and look at it. And she's actually joyful about it.
Wow. That is a strong mind to have that outlook at that point. Like that's so hard. And she's been dealt such a hard hand, you know, and to have such a positive outlook, all that means is her outcome will be positive if she keeps that up. Like, I'm such a believer in that.
It just knocked me over. And I wanted to share it this morning on the show because I'm like, if you're going through tough stuff, it is so easy to get down, right? It's so easy to let that dark cloud overwhelm you, no matter what it is that you're going through, whether it's your job, maybe you're furloughed right now. Like, it could be anything happen in your life. That dark cloud can come over and just become this really heavy blanket.
Well, it's the attitude of gratitude. I really didn't mean to rhyme that, but it's the attitude of being thankful for every situation you're in and finding the upside of it. I have a friend who's like that, who told me a funny story about her having, certainly not that tragic, but just an awful day. Like, woke up in the morning, dog was sick, had to take it to the vet, got called out of work because their kid had a fever, got home and found out that their back porch had been broken into and somebody messed with the door. Like, 12 different things went wrong. And the last thing that happened is when she was driving home from somewhere at night, two of her tires went flat.
She's like, really? What is up with today?
And she said, I always go back to that day because when the AAA truck or the Hero truck pulled up, I laughed. I was like in a great mood. And the guy said, why are you in such a great mood? And she said, well, it's not raining. Because you just, and that's her true mindset.
Yes.
And it really takes patience and practice to apply that in every test.
It's a great example. I think your friend and my friend are great examples that it's not your circumstances. It's all about your outlook. So
meanwhile, I go on like a Twitter rant if Target moves t-shirts one rack away from where they've been passing. What are you doing to me? I can't find my t-shirt.
Coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Why'd you get rid of Mosimo?
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.